With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine's president receiving different signals from Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On Thursday, President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Vice President Harris, followed by face-to-face talks with former President Trump on Friday. The two meetings offered a contrast. At the White House, Harris emphasized unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine's struggle against the Russian invasion and slammed Trump's suggestion that Kiev should give up territory for the sake of peace. In New York, Trump called for a fair deal after previously criticizing U.S. assistance for Ukraine and praising Russia's Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, during that rally in Wisconsin, Mr. Trump said that illegal migrants are being allowed to work in the U.S., and they're taking away jobs from American workers.
They come in illegally, they take everybody's jobs, and you don't know who you're hiring. Our country is being destroyed. This is the worst president and the worst vice president in history. And you got to get out and vote.
Heavy rains brought by Hurricane Helene, or rather Helena, have left many people homeless as the cleanup begins from that storm. At least 64 people are known to have died in the storm, billions of dollars in damage. If roughly 45,000 longshoremen make good on their threat to strike beginning on Tuesday, they could shut down 36 ports from Maine down to Texas that handle about half of the goods shipped in and out of the U.S. A strike that lasts several weeks would force businesses to pay shippers for the delays. Some goods could arrive too late for the peak of the Christmas season. This is SRN News. Something new at the Museum of the Bible.
Some call it the greatest discovery in Christian history since the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Megiddo Mosaic is an 1,800-year-old decorated floor from a Christian worship space just south of Haifa in Israel. It includes text that refers to Jesus Christ as God and is being displayed in the United States for the first time ever at the Museum of the Bible here in Washington, D.C. Curators say the public will be able to view the mosaic from now until July of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state where the GOP looking to capitalize on concerns about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe abortion amendment will boost turnout for them. In fact, at least 9 states will be voting on abortion measures in November. This is SRN News. Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery store checkout lines in the Golden State.
A new law has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The new measure was approved by state legislators and signed by the governor. It bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Consumers will now simply be asked if they want a paper bag. John Scott reporting.
Newly emerged film footage of President John F. Kennedy's motorcade speeding down a Dallas freeway after he was fatally wounded has sold at auction for $137,500. RR Auction of Boston sold that film yesterday. More details at SRNNews.com.